Thanks for joining me. I'm Debbie B and you're listening to 101.5. You may have met Sam Beckman, owner of Two Bet Rods on 101.5 last year. Sam is an absolute powerhouse. She was chosen as one of 10 women by the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries to inspire and encourage women into the sport of recreational fishing, a traditionally male-dominated sport. Not only that, Sam collaborates with the City of Moreton in their Healthy and Active programs with its special emphasis on free and low-cost sport, recreation, fitness and wellness activities and workshops. Good morning, Sam. Great to be speaking to you again.
Good morning, Debbie.
It's early in the year, but does the Women in Recreational Fishing Network have any events on the horizon?
Well, we sure do. Through an initiative from Nicole Robinson, she's a fellow leader in the WERF program, and she's also the founder of the Women's Fishing Classic, which is on later in the year. So Girls Cast Off is what it's called, and it's on Saturday the 2nd of March. And Nicole hopes to turn this into a yearly event. It is a day for all girls and ladies to get out and have a fish. Doesn't matter whether it's from the shore, a kayak, tinny, offshore, or even a charter. The WERF leaders all over Queensland will be hosting events. Don't worry if you can't make one of the locations. Everyone's just encouraged to get out there and have a go, have a fish. I'm trying to coordinate a few fishing sessions around southeast Queensland. So if you'd like to put up your hand to be a contact for your area, please reach out to me. Put a call out on your local social media page and see if you can get other ladies and girls to join in. And make sure you join the Women in Recreational Fishing Network Queensland group on Facebook to keep up with what's happening. You must answer the questions to join and say you found out about it here on 101.5 FM.
And Sam, what's happening in the City of Moreton Healthy and Active program with you?
Well, we facilitated a fishing activity on Saturday at Woody Point, and the feedback's been very positive, and thankfully a few fish were caught as well. And then at the beginning of March, we'll be at Deception Bay. This is a great spot and normally produces some decent quality fish. Tickets are only $5 per person with all bait and equipment supplied, so you just need to bring a drink out and sunscreen and get ready to have some fun and hopefully catch a fish or two. Okay. These ones are for any age. But I'm also running a women's session at Ballara in early March, and you can check out what's coming up at the Two Bet Rods website.
That will be great. Apart from everything else that you're involved in, you also started the Queensland Kids Fishing Classic. How's that going?
It's been absolutely fantastic, and it's great to see kids from all over Queensland getting outside and having a go. There's always plenty of prizes up for grabs. It started as a yearly event and has now ended up running every school holidays. Kids can live and fish anywhere in Queensland, so even if you've gone away on holidays. We've had a couple of your local kids win one or two fish categories in the January comp. It was great to see. And there's a category for everyone with three age groups, 10 species categories and random daily draws, so you don't have to be a fantastic fisherman. The kids logged nearly 1,000 fish for January, and this is only over 2 weeks. And if you put all those fish nose to tail, they measured over 225 metres. So it's really great to see the kids and getting all these fish, and they're actively targeting pest fish, carp and tilapia, which is really great. And the next Kid Classic will be on the April holidays.
Sam Beckman, Two Bent Rods, leader in WIRFN and founder of Enviro Fish Inc. Inc. It's been great to catch up with you again. You're on 101.5 FM with Debbie and Morning Magazine, keeping our community connected.